right to me. You are Lord. Show me the way to your heart, oh precious Lord. Draw me close to the place where you are. Show me the way to your heart, oh precious Lord. Very close to the place where you are. Show me the way to your heart, oh precious Lord. Draw me close to the place where you are. Show me the way to your heart, oh precious Lord. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Blessed be your name, Lord, for this moment. Be glorified and be honored. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'd like to one more time appreciate everyone for your love and for your greetings. We had an overwhelming time yesterday, and thank you because of your value. If you were not answered, it's not because your greeting wasn't important, but because people were more eager for the date than even ourselves. Somebody said, I want to send my text in advance, because on the day that you will be marking the birthday, there will be so many text messages you may not see my own. So let me send it now, ahead of the day. And we appreciate God. Yesterday was very, very full. Started in the morning from the city center, went to the place called Wokara, where we dedicated a church, dedicated a borehole project, water project, dedicated, also renovated another church, an Orthodox church. We also prayed. I saw the priest of that church. And then went to another place. What's the name of the place? Dathara, where a new church that God used us. I told you God has had a burden to build a church a month. One of those churches was dedicated yesterday. Dathara church, very, very beautiful. I wish we had the picture. It makes me feel like working on such a thing continuously. From the Dafara church building, we went to a Christian reality TV show, the first of its type, called The Father's House, where we interacted with the children, prayed for them, impacted them, and from them came back again to the church, saw some people, prayed for some people who were fasting, and then went for the crusade in the evening. So that was how the day went. It was fully loaded. And we say to God be all the praise in Jesus' precious name. God will give you every cause to continue to celebrate. And in the name of Jesus, you will not waste your life. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Welcome to the blessing Sunday of the month of June. And in this June, your destiny shall literally jump to the next level. I'm going to be reading the book of Proverbs chapter 3. And probably start from verse 13. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, And all the things you can desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are paths of peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. We are in the month of overflowing grace and glory through wisdom, by the wisdom of God. And this morning, being the blessing Sunday for the month, we are speaking on the subject, the blessing of wisdom. The blessing of wisdom. The blessing of wisdom, we shall be understanding the blessing of wisdom. And secondly, we shall be understanding the wisdom way into the blessing. What are the ways of wisdom, divine wisdom ways into the blessing? By way of introduction, it is abundantly clear throughout scripture that the blessing of God travels in the direction of wisdom. The blessing of God travels in the direction of wisdom. Anywhere wisdom is found, the blessing is at home. And very, very quickly, from the book of Proverbs where we read, there are at least six blessings that we can trace to wisdom. But I'll mention just three in this service. Number one, the way of wisdom is the way of prosperity, is the way of riches and wealth. We saw that in Proverbs chapter 3 and in verse 13 to verse 14. He said, happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. The merchandise, the transactions of wisdom is better than what you do with silver and gold. The gain thereof more than fine gold. That is, wisdom has more to deliver than just wealth. It's the way of riches, is the way of wealth. Number two, the way of wisdom is the way of pleasantness. Is the way of pleasantness. Proverbs chapter 3 and in verse 17, it said, her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are paths of peace. The meaning of that is, the pleasurable things of life answer to wisdom. The pleasant things of life answer to wisdom. Whatever is going to give you positive pleasure, not sinful pleasure, it comes by wisdom. The meaning of that is, where wisdom is lacking, pressures are inevitable. Pressures of life. That's the blessing of wisdom. Wisdom is the way to the pleasurable. Is the way to the pleasant. And thirdly, the way of wisdom is the way of the precious. Proverbs chapter 3 and in verse 15. Is the way of the precious. She is more precious than rubies. Is the way of the precious. Wisdom gives us access to precious and priceless treasures of life. Wisdom gives access to the precious and the priceless treasures of life. Wisdom will give you eyes that see what others can't see. The way of wisdom. Having said all of that, it is clear to us that wisdom is key into the blessing of God. But principally, we shall be anchoring this morning on the blessing of abundance. Very necessary. In Job chapter 28 And in verse 12 to verse 19, Job 28, and in verse 12 to verse 19, he said, but where shall wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? Man knoweth not the price thereof. Neither is it found in the land of the living. The depth said, it is not in me. And the sea saith, it is not with me. It cannot be gotten for gold, neither shall silver be weighed for the price thereof. It cannot be valued with the gold of Ophir. So wisdom is better than the gold of Ophir, precious gold, with the precious onyx or the sapphire. The gold and the crystal cannot equal it, and the exchange of it shall not be for jewels of fine gold. No mention shall be made of coral or of pearls, for the price of wisdom is above rubies. The topaz of Ethiopia shall not equal it, neither shall it be valued with pure gold. So wisdom translates into far more than silver and gold. Going through the scriptures, there are wisdom keys, scriptural wisdom keys, into the world of wisdom wealth, kingdom wealth. And we're going to look at those keys. I've itemized a couple of them. Normally, I will divide them into two and then take a first segment in the first service and a second segment in the second service. But for the sake of the importance of all the points, I'm going to mention and then say half of the things in the first service and the second half in the second service for all these points. Number one, if I'm going to operate wisdom in order to access the abundance of God, what do I do? Number one, obey the law of the tithe. Obey the law of the tithe. Honor the owner of the universe with what belongs to him. Genesis chapter 14, verse 18, all the way to verse 20. Abraham was the first one who tithed. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. And he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which has delivered thine enemies into thine hand. And he gave him the tithe of all. Personal tithe, corporate tithe, company tithe, tithes of all. That was why Abraham became the symbol of the blessing in the Bible. In Hebrews chapter 7, verse 7 and 8, the Bible said, here, and without all contradiction, the less is blessed or the better. And here, men that die receive tithes, but there he receiveth them of whom it is witnessed that he liveth. Hallelujah. Obey the law of the tithe. I obeyed this law right from my high institution days 30 something years ago. I wasn't planning to be a pastor. I wasn't planning to be a preacher. I only saw it in scripture. And I gave 3 naira out of 30 naira pocket money for school. It changed everything. Obey the law of the tithe. Number two, exist as a blessing. Exist as a blessing. Genesis chapter 12, verse 2, all the way to verse 3. Genesis chapter 12, verse 2, all the way. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will make and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. The only reason why God wants to bless you is to turn you into a blessing. And thou shalt be a blessing. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 20 and in verse 35, Paul the Apostle said, I have showed you all things. And how that so laboring you ought to support the weak. And to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Don't ever forget, a flowing river never dries. Hardly dries. It is stagnant ponds that dry up. A blessing to God and his kingdom, a blessing to the poor and the less privileged. A blessing to priests or prophets over your life. A blessing to those who walk with you and those who serve you. One of the days I saw one of my domestic staff with one of the shoes that I gave to him. Shiny, powerful shoe. Neatly dressed and suited. If both of us stood, you wouldn't know the difference of who is who. And I told him, if you shine with this shoe too much, I'll take it back. Because the way he was appearing in it, it was like something else. A blessing to everybody around your life, your wife, your children, is the secret of stepping into the realm of a river that never dries. Exist as a blessing. Number three. You see, when I saw that church yesterday, at that, I wish that someone snapped the picture at least. Cute church, 200 seater or 250 at the most. Very cute and beautiful. I told my wife, I said, this is how to live. This is what I want to do with my life. And I told her, I want to see the picture of these churches together at the end of the year. Just for the gratitude of this is what was released to God this year. Exist as a blessing. Number three, escape the trap of borrowing. Escape the trap of borrowing. This is a wisdom key to accessing supernatural supplies. Accessing the blessing of God. Deuteronomy chapter 15 and in verse 6. Deuteronomy chapter 15 and in verse 6. The Bible says, for the Lord thy God is blessing you as he promised you. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, but thou shalt not borrow. It's too emphatic. Thou shalt not borrow. And thou shalt reign over many nations, but they shall not reign over thee. Thou shalt not borrow. Thou shalt not borrow. Whatever you do, let borrowing not be part of it. Proverbs chapter 22 and in verse 7, it says, the rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. The borrower is servant to the lender. Meaning of that is, the blessing of God forbids the existence, of begging and borrowing. Say it the other way. Borrowing counteracts the effect of the blessing. It's anti-blessing. The Lord is going to bless you like he said, but thou shalt not borrow means if you dare to borrow and make borrowing part of your life, you are cut off from the blessing. That is, I give you a condition. If you want the Lord to bless you, as he has said, thou shalt not borrow. How many people have committed suicide or almost committed suicide because of money they borrowed and they can't pay back? How many relationships have been destroyed because of borrowing? How many friends became enemies because of borrowing? Thou shalt not borrow. Borrowing is anti-covenant. Borrowing is avoiding borrowing is a condition for the blessing. Accepting borrowing is an escape from the, is an exit route from the borrowing. And the second thing to note is that borrowing establishes the status of servanthood. The borrower remains a servant for as long as he enjoys borrowing. Remains a servant. That's not the way to live. Find the way. You see, Even in the realm of business, there are people who say you can never do business without borrowing. It's not true. I've met people who have never borrowed one dime. I met a billionaire. He said he has enough money even to initiate his own projects without even mobilization. Covenant child of God, covenant of tithing and giving and all that for donkey years. He doesn't have no need to borrow from any bank. I met another one who was the opposite. He said before he took bank loan, he had up to $1 billion, his own money. But after the bank loan, now they are struggling how they can clean out the interest alone so that they can be able to service the main or the principal loan. Avoid. But even when somebody comes like he's doing you a favor, can I borrow you money? That favor might turn into struggle later. Somebody say amen. Some people say there are situations where it's possible. Yes, it's possible. Okay, that's the church we dedicated yesterday. Beautiful, little, cute church. 200 people kind of thing. And God helped us to do it out of our own resources, not church built. And it's an exciting way to live. Hallelujah. That is, if they have your collateral or whatever is equivalent to what you borrowed, technically you haven't borrowed. Or if they give you an agreement of payment, like, all right, pay 20%, this is the agreement of the deal, 20% after so-and-so time, pay another 20%, pay another 20%, and you are able to obey that term of agreement, technically you are not in debt. That's technically. But and if that can be avoided, let it be avoided. But every other thing, aside that, brings you into bondage. Somebody say amen. Anybody get anything this morning? That's the way of wisdom, number one. Obey the law of the tithe, number two. Exist as a blessing, number three. Escape the trap of borrowing, number four. Avoid the spell of waste. The spell of waste. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 9. Proverbs chapter 18 and in verse 9. The Bible said, he also that is slothful in his work is a brother to him that is a great waster. Anybody who is slow, lazy, and the waster, they have the same destiny. What is God saying to us? God requires and blesses good resources management. He requires it and he blesses it. He requires and blesses it. You never allow things, and I learned it this from the prodigal son, that wherever there is waste, money is in haste. It runs. Resources run away from a planless life. A person who has no plan for what is in his hands. And things are just wasting everywhere. In the second service, I'll say the second part of this. But listen to this. Do you know that out of the what you go to do in the restroom, not the small one, the big one, the one you sit on the throne, the white throne, you know that white throne. Do you know that out of that there can be enough power? That is, the outcome of that can be turned into power. Can be turned into gas. That is proven. That can drive anything. Do you know that there are some places, I believe it was Brazil, where garbage is turnable into electricity, renewable energy. It's on the street everywhere. That is, there is so much power in Lagos, in Abuja, in Aba, in everywhere. Where there are heaps of garbage. But it's wasting. It is the same
with in the kingdom.
When you look around you, see all the things around you that appear to be wasting, and transfer them into liquidity. Avoid the spell of waste. Avoid the spell of waste. Now, the other ones will explain that. Number 5, invest more and expend less. Invest more, expend less. That is, when money hits your hand, what is coming to your mind is not, the first thing to come to mind is not what should I buy with this money. The first thing that should come to mind is how do I multiply these resources. Most human beings they have an expenditure-centered lifestyle. Look at that in Matthew 25 and in verse 27 to 28. Matthew 25, verse 27 to 28. You remember the parable of the talent? Gave one to one and one to... And then one, he gave one talent, two talents, and 5. The one with the 5 multiplied it. The one with the 2 multiplied it. The one with the 1 said, Master, I know that you are a very wicked man. You are trying to reap where you didn't sow, and so on. And Jesus said to him, you ought to have put my money to the exchangers, or where it will be multiplied, so that when I come, I can receive my own with interest. Therefore, take the talent from him and give it to the man who has 10 talents. For everyone that has shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But from him that has not shall be taken away even what he has. Somebody say amen. Young men, young women, the latest dress in town, the latest iPhone, the latest this, the latest that. You see somebody living in a house of that is paying $500,000, and he got a job that brought him $5 million, and he bought a car of $4.5 million out of that $5 million, and he brings that car and parks it in front of his house, and landlord saw the car, said, "Kai, this man has money now." Then he starts telling story. You say, tenant, I have one brother who is coming from America, and I need to find him a house. Can you please try and look for another house? Because I need to give him this house. And the tenant say, "I'm sorry, sir. I have not owed you money before. Why do you want to kick me out?" He say, "Oh, no. It's because houses in other places are very costly. Here is cheap." Well, you don't need to go. The only thing is you might need to increase the house rent, so I can use that money to rent my brother a house somewhere. He's telling stories. What is the cause of the story? He saw a new car that arrived at the frequency of wisdom bankruptcy. House rent keep on increasing. Things keep on going up because you are functioning without wisdom. No, you don't use 4.5 million out of 5 million to buy a car. You are going to see how that 5 million that entered your hand will become will bring another 5 million. And then become 10 million. And see how that 10 million can become 20 million. I heard the story of a young lady who had $1 million in investment and in bank, and is still taking taxi. Says, "It's not yet time to buy a car yet. I'm still multiplying the money." Am I communicating at all? Don't be in a hurry to show up. To show off. Don't be in a hurry to prove any point. You don't have any point to prove to anybody. I see someone growing, and I see increase coming. Invest more and expend less. I will talk more about this when we look at the principle of the water into wine in the second service. Number six, don't spend everything. Don't spend everything. That is, try and always put something aside, no matter how little. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 20. Proverbs 21 and in verse 20, it said, there is treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise. There is always something left in the dwelling of the wise. But a foolish man spends everything. He spends it up. Possess a strategic reserve, or at least an investment, a reserve, no matter how little. That was the principle that Joseph employed in Egypt. There were 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine that was coming. And Joseph said, let's not spend everything. Let's put something aside. Let the happy years pay for the ugly years. Let's put something aside. And that saved the whole nation from extinction because something was put aside. There are people who were so big before, and all of a sudden you see them. What happened? They were so high up before. Now, there are situations where people are confronted with witchcraft attack and other forms of attack and situations, but principles are stronger than principalities. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? But the foolish man spends everything. As young as our church was in Area 1 in those days, the first property that was bought, that is a church of about 500 or 1,000 people at the most, less or thereabout, the first property that was bought, payment of it came out of reserve. At least the first tranche of payment came out of reserve. Little church was putting something aside and not squandering everything. And people are wondering why church is doing everything effortlessly. Like, you see a place like Winner's Chapel, they don't struggle to get anything done, and they're wondering. I believe that they should borrow management principles from church. Somebody say amen. Especially the resources management. You don't spend everything. Somebody say, but what is coming my way doesn't can't do anything. Even if I, is it 1,000 I will put together? Oh yes, go ahead and do that. Even if it is 1,000. You are telling God, say, you are telling God, try me. I am not a prodigal child. Send something my way. I won't be a squandermania. Hallelujah. Don't spend everything. It's a principle that says I will always have something left over. It is a principle that attracts what belongs to you. Number seven, possess kingdom vision. Possess kingdom vision. Vision is the magnet of provision. We saw in Psalm 132 and in verse 1 to 5 where David possessed vision. The vision of building God a house. He wouldn't sleep until he had built God a house. And that vision came to pass. In 1 Chronicles chapter 29, from verse 1 all the way to verse 6, he was speaking about how he set. Alright, let's read the first one, Psalm 132, verse 1. It says, Lord, remember David and all his afflictions. And how he swore unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob. Surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up to my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find out a place for the Lord, a habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. Until I find God. And then in First Chronicles 29 from verse 1 all the way to verse 5. Say, furthermore, David the king said unto all the congregation, Solomon my son, whom alone God has chosen, is yet young and tender, and the work is great, for the palace is not for man, but for the Lord God. Now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my God, the gold for things to be made of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and the brass for things of brass, and iron for things of iron, and wood for things. I have prepared all these things. That was the man who said, my vision is to build God a house. Vision is the determinant of provision. The extent, the limit of your vision will be the limit of your provision. What you can see determines what God can put in your hands. Kingdom vision. Let's leave the realm of just trying to make money to impress people. Let's leave the realm of just materialistic existence. Let's step into the realm of kingdom vision. And finally, the last is like unto the seventh, and that is partner. Enter into partnership with God. Enter into partnership with God. What is that? Let God be a partner with you in what you do. Let him be a partner with you in what you do. In Luke chapter 5 and in verse 1. Luke chapter 5 verse 1. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him, begged him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their net break. Lord, this business I am doing, do it with me. I want you to be a partner in this endeavor. That was what Peter did. Let me end with a story I heard some time ago. A man and his wife were lying on the floor after they got married. No money, no resources, nothing. Just no bed, nothing on the bare floor. And this man said to God, give me money to register a company. And if you give me money to register this company, when this company is registered, the first three jobs that the company shall do, I will give you all the money back. And after that, further partnership with God. That is me and you own this every money here. God gave him the money, he registered the company. First job came, was like 1.5 million naira. I'm talking of almost 30 years ago. He did the job, gave God all the money. Pastor, second job came, about 5 million naira. He did the job, gave God all the profit of it. Third job came, that was a mega temptation. 1.5 billion. Then, he did the job and gave God all the money and boom, the heavens opened. As at the last time I knew, that man has had a brand in his field that was the number one in this country. And then he will build churches majorly in rural places, pay the pastors of the churches in those rural places continuously after this, and will visit them like a missionary himself to see how they fare. Not a pastor, a businessman in partnership with God. One with God is always the majority. Don't struggle like the people of the world struggle to make it. Struggle with God. Walk with God. Partner with God. It gives you a whole world of ease and changes your story. It's a new day for you. something dropped for you. Who is that person that received something? Stand on your feet with a shout of praise. Loudest shout of victory. Many things that I could still say this morning, but the time will fail us, and we'll say that at another time. Lift your hands and lift your voice and give the Lord the praise this morning. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the worship. Give him the supremacy, dominion and rule and sovereignty. Father, we thank you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Blessed be your name. Lift your hands.
And this is holy ground. We are standing on holy ground. For the Lord is here, and where he is holy. This is holy ground. We're lifting up holy hands. For the Lord is here, and where he is holy. This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is here, and where he is holy. This is holy ground. We're lifting up holy hands. For the Lord is here, and where he is holy. And we
Thank you for your word this morning. The key to all these things is seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and other things, all these things shall be added. Seeking God, seeking his kingdom, seeking his righteousness is the entry point into every wealth, every resources, every blessing. You're going to lift your hands and say after me, say, Father, that's right, I surrender my life to you. Give me the grace to put you first in my life, to seek you first in my life. I receive that grace to seek you first in my life and not other things first. Help me, Lord, to seek you first in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God.
We are standing in his presence on holy ground. We are still on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise the Jesus now. We are standing in his presence on holy ground.
In the name of Jesus. Before we step into the next level, everyone that is here this morning, and you say to me, Pastor, I want to make my ways right with Jesus. I want to be forgiven of my sins. I want today to be a new day. I'd like you to pick your Bibles and pick your bags and step right to the front here and be the first to come. I want to be forgiven of my sins. I want Jesus to be Lord of my life. I want today to mark a new day for me. I'll give you the count of seven. I want you to pick your Bibles and pick your bags and come forward.
Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul.
One. Quickly come forward and have your sins forgiven in all our locations everywhere we are connected around the world. Two.
Have your way, Lord.
Everybody sing. Three. I give you my heart. I give you my soul.
I live for you alone. I live for you, for you, for you alone.
Every moment of my way. Every moment of my way.
Have your way.
Everybody sing. I give you my heart. I give you my soul.
I live for you alone. I live for you alone.
While they keep on coming, everyone that is here today, you want to rededicate yourself to God. You have given your life to Christ before, but this time is rededication. You want to like I'm rising, I'm falling, or I have an addiction in my life that must be broken. A tobacco addiction, alcoholic addiction, masturbation addiction, immoral addiction. Anything that is an addiction that must be broken. You want it broken, you step forward here and let it be broken. That's right. I'll give you the count of seven again. One, two.
Goodbye pleasures of sin. Stay no longer with you.
Two.
I made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life. I made up my mind to go God's way.
Goodbye, 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 world. Goodbye, world.
Goodbye, pleasures of sin. I have made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life. Oh Lord.
Goodbye, 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 world. Goodbye, world.
I am made up of mine.
I am made up of mine.
One more time.
Goodbye, 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 world. 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 Goodbye, pleasures of sin.
I have made up my mind to go God's way. The rest of my life, I've made up my mind. I've made up my mind to go God's way. The rest of my life.
Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. Please be upstanding, everyone. Those of you in the front, place your right hand on your chest. Those of you standing and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to ask for forgiveness for my sins. Today, it is my decision to follow you, Lord, to follow you, no turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord, for helping me in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of this of sin broken. Grace to live for God is released upon you. And I call it done in Jesus' name. Amen.